The following talk was given by Father John Hardin, July 14th through the 18th, 1999, Retreat for Men, sponsored by the Institute on Religious Life, Chicago.
Our present meditation is on the real presence. Over the years, I have given retreats of 8 days, 3 and 4 kalpas a day on Holy Eucharist. I might begin by saying there is nothing more important in our Catholic faith than to believe in a real presence and to act accordingly. We are asking ourselves 2 questions. Is Jesus Christ on earth today? And secondly, if he is, how is he present? Yeah, the first question is, Jesus Christ, the whole living Christ, Son of God, who became the Son of Mary, with all his qualities of divinity, of his soul and his body. Christ is present on earth as the greatest gift he could give us. We're asking ourselves how God, who created the world out of nothing, remains in the world which he created in the fullness, I repeat, of his divinity, and that and is crucial, and his total humanity. We have to say, our faith tells us too, that God is present in the world. Nothing would exist if God were there, surrounding, enveloping, occupying every atom, every particle of our bodies, every stone, every shrub, every drop of water in the seas has God present there. In approaching this most important subject of the real presence, we first make a few presuppositions. First, there would be no real presence on earth except for the Incarnation. When God became man in the person of Jesus Christ, he decided to remain man for all eternity. And this real Christ, in his real human nature, with the fullness of his divinity, is on earth. But he is present on earth for the fullness of his divinity and humanity only in the Holy Eucharist. Again, even with the Incarnation, would have been no real presence on his God becoming man had instituted the Holy Eucharist. The Holy Eucharist began on Holy Thursday night when Christ, holding bread in his hand, said, "This is my body which I was a wine, pronounce, this is the chalice of my blood. We go on. Here with the institution of the Eucharist. But now be the real presence. Unless on that same Holy Thursday night, Christ had instituted the sacrament of holy orders. Let me tell you, the United States, the priesthood, be widely challenged, widely opposed. My figures tell me over 10,000 priests gave up their priesthood since the Second Vatican Council and just in the United States. But given these three facts, given the Incarnation, given the Eucharist, and given the priesthood, God is now present on earth. The whole Christ, evidently a very unique way. Our purpose in this meditation will be to reflect first on the revealed foundations of our faith in the real presence. Then briefly, what do we mean when we speak of the real presence? Thirdly, why? Why did Christ institute the real presence? And finally, what development has there been? Development of doctrine over the centuries, especially in modern times, in our understanding of the depths of the real presence. First, then, the revealed foundations. The New Testament account of the institution of the Eucharist at the Last Supper occurs in the Gospel of Matthew, the Gospel of Mark, the Gospel of St. Luke, and at great length in the writings of St. Paul. In St. John, his whole sixth chapter is on the real presence. And Christ promised his followers, several thousand were there hearing what he said. He promised to give them, and through them to the end of the world, give us his real body and his true blood to eat and drink. Before we leave this first part, let's be sure we understand that Christ did institute the real presence the night before he died. No words of mine can begin to describe the disaster that Martin Luther, a priest for 15 years, the disaster that he caused in millions of once believing Catholic minds, is one thing that identifies Protestantism. I've taught Protestantism in our own Jesuit Theologate Lutheran Seminary for 7 years. I know Protestantism. The essence of Protestantism is the denial of the real presence. We are living, be sure we are clear about this, we are living in a very Protestant and Protestantized nation. The Church's apostolic tradition confirms the teaching of Scripture. The Catholic Church has never wavered, always held as absolutely true, as literally true, the promise of Christ when he first consecrated bread and said, "This is my body," when he first consecrated the chalice of wine, pronounced the words, "This is the chalice of my blood." For the first 1,000 years of the Church's history, there was no major heresy questioning or still denying that we have Jesus Christ, the living God who became man, on our altars, and we see him in our bodies. He's with us, the living Christ. It's well to know when the major denials of the real presence began. They began, to be exact, in 1079, when the then reigning pontiff, Gregory VII, denied the real presence. Pardon me, the Pope affirmed the real presence against his denial in 1079. Then, to indicate the age we're living in, Pope Paul VI, in 1965, repeated the exact words of Pope Gregory VII in affirming that the Holy Eucharist is, not contains, it is the living Jesus Christ. No words of mine can explain, well, the explanation is needed, that our century has given rise most widespread and devastating denial of the real presence since the 11th century. Many reasons for that. One I can share with you. Their Protestantism has taken root. Faith in the real presence first weakens and then dies. Our age, our century, is the most devastating century, at least in 900 years, in questioning, undermining the real presence. Over the years, I've read thousands of books. Among the books currently in print, used, sadly, by priests, books that are textbooks in allegedly Catholic seminaries, deny the real presence. What occurs at Mass? The Mass is being offered. We believe a validly ordained priest in the air who believes in the real presence pronounce the words of consecration. There begins to be present on the altar, looks like bread, tastes like wine, but is neither the living Jesus Christ. Oh, we ask, how is Christ present in the Eucharist? He is present wholly, WHOLLY. He is present entirely. He is present with the fullness of his human nature, united hypostatically with his divinity. Christ is present not only in his physical properties, he is present in the Eucharist with the fullness of his human nature united with his divine nature. How is Jesus Christ present in the real presence? He is present totally and entirely. The Christ in heaven is the same identical Christ now present, exposed on the altar, and we receive him, the same Jesus, the Son of God, who truly and really became the Son of Man. Is the whole Jesus Christ. Nothing that makes Christ Christ is absent or missing in the real presence. Over the years in teaching theology, I would spend, it was then the custom, no less than 2 years, 4 semesters, explaining to my students that Jesus Christ in the Eucharist is the same Jesus now with the right hand of his heavenly Father. He is present as the living God who became a living man. The church in defining the real presence, the Latin, by declaring it is the totus Christus, the whole Christ. Whatever makes him Christ is present in the Blessed Sacrament. Needless to say, what we're sharing in this conference is at the heart of our Catholic faith. What you know is examine some of the profound implications of the real presence in our lives. First, to repeat and reemphasize, the same identical Jesus is present in the Eucharist as in our present right hand of his heavenly Father in heaven. There is no difference in teaching Protestant theology. I've taught because it's true. By the year 1600, my mother's death. This is my body. This is my blood. A Catholic believes in the identical Jesus who is in heaven and who lived on earth for some 33 years in his mortal body, and since he instituted the Holy Eucharist, he is on earth in every church which believes in the real presence, has consecrated bread and wine, that Jesus Christ is on earth today. I go on. Those who believe in the Eucharist believe that the real presence is now the principal channel by which he communicates, channels, if you wish, confers the grace he won for us on Calvary. When a priest offers Mass, his words of consecration repeat the words that Christ spoke at the Last Supper. Just for the record, to have a true Mass, there must be two consecrations. Is Christ, the whole Christ, present on the altar the moment the priest consecrates the bread? Is the whole Christ present on the altar? Yes. And faith tells us the whole Christ is present every drop of the consecrated what used to be bread and every drop of what had been wine in the chalice. Just a few words. For the first time in over 1,000 years, the present popes, our present pontiff, has allowed, I use that verb deliberately, has allowed Catholics to receive under both forms. But faith tells us Jesus present just as truly, just as entirely, on the form what looks like bread and tastes like wine. Among the evils, and there are many in the church practice nowadays, as we know, there are churches where the priests, contrary to the will of the Vicar of Christ, will consecrate under both species, then distribute Holy Communion under both forms. Then I repeat, is not the will of the Vicar of Christ. Christ confers the fullness of the grace which only he, living in the Eucharist, could give us. third observation. The Holy Eucharist is therefore not just a sacrament. It is the sacrament and gives grace in the three ways in which the Eucharist is celebrated and commemorated. First of all, Christ gives grace from the Eucharist as the sacrifice of the Mass. Saints have written, the Lord would long ago have destroyed the world for its sins, except for the Mass we offer now almost 2,000 years. The offering of Mass confers extraordinary grace. What kind of grace does the sacrifice of the Mass mainly confer? It mainly gives those who assisted Mass the grace of living lives of sacrifice. And sacrifice, as we know, is giving up and sacrificing the most precious things we have on earth rather than offend God in order to receive God in human form, the grace that He confers only through the sacrifice of the Mass. I've said this before, I repeat it. In God's name, may I plead with you, whatever this may mean, try with God's grace to assist at the holy sacrifice of the Mass every day. And the Eucharist, as we know, is given to us in Holy Communion. What is the distinctive grace that Holy Communion confers on those who receive our Lord? They receive the grace of being united with Jesus Christ by His own presence within them. Christ be received into our bodies. We may see remains physically Jesus Christ in our bodies in 15 or 20 minutes as long as the elements remain what they were when they were received. But how we need to live to imitate the life of Christ in our lives. Holy Communion makes us like Christ, living in a world which is, and I mean this, deluged with sin. Finally, when the Holy Eucharist is present in our churches and chapels, with faith we come into His presence. We obtain from Him, hear it, the same graces that God, become man, conferred on His contemporaries in Palestine. Over the years, I've never tired telling whom the priest whom I was teaching, Jesus Christ, present in the Holy Eucharist, is present here to work miracles. Do you hear me? what Christ did, as we know from the Gospels, during his physical stay in Palestine, was to work miracles, raise the dead back to life, confronting the most obtuse and stubborn criminals. Raising the dead, healing the sick, restoring sight to the blind. It is impossible to exaggerate, but we must believe